Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria, and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you on this rainy Thursday morning, January 10th. It's 7:37 a.m. And if you don't know by now, the weather is absolutely wet, raining, and flooding in some areas. And here to talk about what's happening in central Louisiana is our good friend Jennifer Natoso from the Weather Channel, meteorologist Jennifer Natoso. Jennifer, good morning and welcome back.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. And so,
it's unfortunate that we only talk when something's wrong. Where's the love?
Well, you know what? We've got to get better. We're going to do better. So, Jen, what in the world is going on with all of this rain?
Well, in a nutshell, we have an area of low pressure in the upper levels of the atmosphere, and this happens sometimes. These upper-level lows can get cut off from the westerlies, and they kind of get stuck or can become very slow-moving. So this slow-moving area of low pressure is helping to draw just copious amounts of moisture up off the Gulf Coast, and it is essentially situated over the Texarkana region. And so it's pulling up all of that moisture right up over Louisiana. And because the storm is a slow mover, it's allowing heavy rain to, it really started Thursday. It really started Tuesday in eastern Texas and western Louisiana. We knew it was going to be a three-day rain event for Louisiana. So we are on day three. On the upside, things should start to calm down from west to east as we finish out the work week, but we are really in the thick of it today across a lot of Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Now, the thing that's really interesting about all of this is that it's warm again.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with that?
Not only are we drawing up all that moisture from the Gulf, but we're drawing up the warmer air too. Although it's not just the immediate Gulf Coast states, a lot of the eastern U.S. has been running well above average this week, and that is due in part to that southerly flow, but also because we've had a large area of high pressure dominating the weather pattern over the eastern U.S. But, I mean, there's been some spots in the south and the mid-Atlantic that have been running, you know, 20 or more degrees above average, and it's going to be very warm through the weekend, too. I don't see a sharp change in this pattern for the next few days.
Wow, so we can expect more warm weather. And I wonder what that's going to do for the cold and flu season, because we are really getting hard hit across the country. And it's this kind of weather that is so uncertain. One day it's really cold, and the next day, like today, you really don't need a jacket other than to shield yourself.
Rain jacket.
Mm-hmm, from the rain.
And maybe a small boat.
Absolutely. There's lots of flooding in our area, and we want to remind people that are driving in this morning that it is raining. And so, Jennifer, what we can expect is that this will go on through at least today. And what about for the weekend?
Well, what's going to happen is the rain will come to an end from west to east as we go through today and early tomorrow with, you know, southeastern Louisiana still seeing some rain into tomorrow, but hopefully tapering off as the day goes on. So western and parts of central Louisiana should get a chance to dry out tomorrow. However, we've got more thunderstorm activity in the forecast this weekend, and I know that's probably not what you want to hear. Also, I want to give a heads up to people who are maybe driving along I-20 in Louisiana into Mississippi. We do have flash flood warnings in effect there. We've seen some very heavy rain there. Portions of southern Louisiana are under a tornado watch until about 2 o'clock this afternoon. So in addition to the very heavy rain, there is the potential for some isolated severe weather there, too. And like I said, this is moving to the east, so, you know, Mississippi is up next. Mm-hmm. Arkansas, eastern Arkansas is feeling some of the effects. And, I mean, some of this rain is even funneling up into the Tennessee Valley, into Kentucky, southern Illinois, southern Indiana. So it's a large system. The bullseye is right over top of Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Louisiana definitely seeing some of the worst of it.
And it seems like we're always in the bullseye. You know, it's always, you know, it's like we're always sort of like in the eye of the storm. But Jennifer, we want to thank you for always being on point and doing such an incredible job. And we will certainly be following the weather. And we want to thank you for spending the earliest and best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. Stand by for me, Jen.
Sure.
Well, we want to remind you that if you are traveling in this morning, and we did see kids standing at bus stops, parents standing up there with umbrellas, a lot of schools have been closed. We'll try to pull that up and give that to you. Rapides is in school this morning, so kids and school buses are rolling. And as Jennifer said, there's flooding on some interstates, and there are flooding on some roads. So if you're just getting your work day, your school day started, slow down. Stay engaged. Get there safely. You're on point, everybody. What we've got to do is we've got to take a quick break here. But when we come back, we'll have more right after this. Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, C'est La Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. C'est La Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with C'est La Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. C'est La Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. C'est La Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Kendra Gauthier, the Executive Director of the Central Louisiana Homeless Coalition, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us to bring awareness and positive attention to the homeless population in Central Louisiana. Thanks, Team OPT, for your wonderful support.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's Thursday, 7:48 a.m., and it's January 10th. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas with all of your insurance needs. For more information, here's the number. It's 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group there in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. If you're just getting your morning started, the weather is the really, really bad issue this morning. And I'm telling you, if you're traveling in, especially on 71, Highway 71, there is some flooding right there, headed right out of Cheneyville, Louisiana. So if you're on the road, you're listening to the radio, you got to give yourself enough time to get there and get there safely, because some of the roads have already started flooding. And if you can look around your area, you'll see that there's been so much rain that ditches are overflowing. They're overflowing into the streets. And it looks like, according to Jennifer Notoso, our meteorologist on point at the Weather Channel, that we are going to get much, much more rain. So we want to remind you to stay engaged. And listen, there are still school buses that are traveling this morning that are picking up kids, that are making frequent stops. There are still school zones that are in effect, although some schools have just called it a day and said, you know, no school. But, of course, Rapides Parish has not as of yet. So we want to remind you to stay safe. And this is one of those mornings where you got to get the kids dressed just right. It's not cold outside, but I know for me, I've got my rain boots on this morning because it is wet. And it looks like it's going to be wet all day. So flash flood warnings, advisories in many areas. And so it's going to be wise just to watch the weather and to stay on point. And we'll be watching out as well. And any updates throughout the show, we'll have Jennifer, if need be, to come back and let you know what is going on with that. Now, switching gears this morning, we've got a very, very important show. A lot of people have sent us correspondence saying, you know what, we'd love it if you guys did a show on caring for elders or senior care. And so a lot of people in and around our listening area are dealing with caring for whether they're senior parents or senior family members and are having lots of challenges. And we recently started caring for a senior in our family, and we certainly understand the rigors of what that means and trying to make the right decisions. And so, as always, what we have done is we have scoured the country for a leading expert in the field to come on and talk about what we need to know and how we need to prepare. And if you are not at a point where you're caring for a parent who is ill or who is aging, this is still a show that you need to stay on point for. Because what we understand is that you never know when you'll be faced with having to care for a senior parent or someone, a loved one in your family, or just a neighbor or friend. And so it entails so much. And we are seeing that as we walk this journey as well. And I had said on yesterday that, you know, I was, when I came back to the microphone on yesterday, I was talking about some of the fears and some of the anxieties and concerns that I was having. And a lot of that was due to caring for an aging senior and trying to make the best decisions. And so this morning, what we hope that our expert will bring is understanding, will bring a balance, and hopefully help many of us to rid our own guilt about making those hard, hard decisions. And for many of us, we feel like nursing homes are almost throwing our loved ones away. And so there are so many decisions that must be made when you're talking about caring for seniors. And yesterday, I said it, and I continue to resonate this, that I personally, and DC and I, don't want to take away those last bits of power from the aging person. You know, it seems like when we grow older and our parents or our loved ones grow older, we become somewhat parents or advisors, and we start to say to them what they said to us as children. And I think that for the seniors, and I know for us, we don't want to take anyone's dignity away, and we want our senior loved one to make those decisions for as long as she can. And I know that these are all hard issues, but they are issues that we must talk about, and we're going to continue to talk about, because so many people, and if you look at the statistics, there are millions of us around the country that are going to be taking care, if you're not already, taking care of senior parents. And so for women, and I said this on yesterday, the numbers are growing even greater. And the last most recent statistics show about 30 million women are responsible for caring for senior parents. So this is what we're talking about. We're going to take a quick break here. We want you to stay on point, but when we come back, we're going to introduce you to Cindy Lafferty. She is an incredible person. She's got a lot going on, and she is right on point on this issue. We've got to take a quick break here. It's 7:54, and it's Thursday.
Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-4091.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com, or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm. Imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of The Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM. And I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been on point
with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, it is still raining outside. We want to remind you to stay engaged, slow down, and get there safely. And remember, there are still many, many school zones that are in effect. And those school zones will be in effect until 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Now, if you're just joining us, switching gears just a little bit, I told you at the top of the show that we were going to be introducing you to an incredible woman. Her name is Cindy Lafferty. She's a nationally recognized caregiving expert. She's a speaker, senior care commentator, author, caregiver, coach, and the host of the nationally syndicated radio talk program, The Cindy Lafferty Show. And she's affectionately known as the fairy godmother of caregiving. Cindy, good morning and welcome to your very first time to the OPT Network.
Good morning, Carlette. Thank you so much for having me here. It's great to be with you.
Absolutely. And our listeners already know, Cindy, that we scour the country looking for the absolute, not just the best people at doing what they do, but people that have very, very unique characteristics that have an impartation to make for our listeners. And we believe that that person is you this morning.
Oh, wow. Well, I'll try to live up to that.
Well, first of all, Cindy, I want to start with the more than 30 million women who are caregivers to seniors and the pressure that comes along with that. And I know you've got an incredible story of how you became a caregiver as well.
I do. And there is a lot of pressure that comes with being a caregiver, mainly because I think we're very naive as to when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen, how we're going to take one more thing on. But the pressure comes from within us when we try to do everything perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
The pressure comes from inside when we think we have to be this, well, like we somehow got a PhD in caregiving and we can fix everything that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my story is a little different than other people's because I actually took care of my ex-husband's parents, his mother for 2 years, his father for almost 15 years after our divorce.
And so when I read that, Cindy, I said, you must have had some great deal of love for your ex-husband's parents.
Well, yes, and thank you for, figuring that, because a lot of people have said, you're just crazy. So
it had to be deeper than that, because the mom had breast cancer.
No,
the
his
sister.
Daughter had breast
okay,
cancer.
Okay, his daughter had breast cancer.
Yeah, his wife had really severe dementia and very bad arthritis, and she was homebound. So, I had a long relationship with Bob long after my divorce because he was a wonderful grandfather to my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to have dinner together, he and my daughter and my husband, like every year for 6 years, at the same restaurant, at the same time, with the same waitress.
Wow.
And my daughter went off to college, and my husband and I continued to see Bob, not every Sunday.
Your new husband.
My new husband, yes.
And so when your ex-father-in-law approaches you and says, Cindy, I want you to really take control of my affairs, what are you thinking at that moment?
Well, he was very coy the way he asked me. I mean, he asked me if I would pay his bills and check on his wife when he had open-heart surgery at the age of 85.
But keep in mind, for those people that don't know your story, he had kids.
Oh, yeah. He had a daughter who lived in Utah and a son who lived about 5 minutes away. And, yes, he did.
And so you guys were living where at the time?
About a half an hour away, 25 minutes away. Now, in Los Angeles, that's only about 8 miles.
And
but
so,
the reason I asked him why he was having this operation, at his age, and he told me, he called my daughter the butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, because I want to see the butterfly graduate from college, and I can't do it if I don't have this operation.
And so at this time, Cindy, he's something like 83?
Or he's 84, yeah.
He's 84 years old.
Yeah.
And so he elects to have this very, I'm sure, what could have been a very risky heart surgery.
Oh, yeah, 14 hours.
Wow. And then so when you really realize that he is serious and that he doesn't ask one of his children, one of his own children, to care for his bills and things of that nature, you think what?
Well, I knew that his daughter, because she was battling breast cancer on her own and living, in another state, I knew she couldn't do it. And he didn't get along particularly well with his son. So I thought this was going to be a little tiny undertaking. And I said, sure, I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Never knowing that in that moment, my life was going to change forever. And I think that's what happens to especially women as caregivers, is that we don't know in that moment that everything is going to change, and we're wholly unprepared for it.
Wholly unprepared. And so as the journey morphs into what it ultimately will become, talk about when you began to understand that this wasn't just going to be about taking care of a few bills and just sort of temporary.
Well, I think it was probably... Well, I got into the house and I realized that things were really bad over there. The house was falling apart. The caregivers weren't taking care of his wife. He then had a stroke when he was the day he was coming home, he had a stroke.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's very common after open heart surgery when you're elderly. Mm-hmm. And I would say to your listeners, if that's something that they're, you know, being told that a husband or a wife or a mother, father mm-hmm. has to have, you got to ask those questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what could happen?
Right.
So it was at that moment that I really knew, and I knew that we weren't going to just get by with, you know, little mm-hmm. people to come in and help out once in a while. I had to get things fixed in the house. And so ultimately, I ended up leaving my job.
Mm-hmm.
And,
wow.
And I, let's see, I would say about 4 or 5 months into this, because of my real type A personality, I went through some very, very severe caregiver burnout.
Mm-hmm.
And that, at the time, was horrific for me
mm-hmm.
because I just couldn't believe that I was falling apart like this. I mean, I was always Cindy in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And
but could you, Cindy, at that moment, though, and I know that you couldn't, you could never have imagined what an undertaking this would ultimately become.
Well, no, I couldn't. But the reality, Carlette, is that what I learned from going through the burnout and what I learned from going through the caregiver journey
mm-hmm.
was that they were merely the vehicle by which I had to do my own personal work.
Wow.
Because what I was doing was not working anymore. You know, when you're caregiving for somebody, the thing about caregiving, there's a lot of things about caregiving. But first of all, caregiving is the one thing in the world that does not discriminate.
Hmm. That's absolutely right.
It doesn't care who you are. It doesn't care where you come from. It doesn't care if you are a dog walker or a CEO of mm-hmm. a major corporation. It doesn't care. It doesn't care your religion. It doesn't care the color of your skin. It doesn't care.
Absolutely.
But it also throws us back on our heels because it forces us to live life on life's terms.
Hmm. And you have said a mouthful right there. And for I said yesterday that I am on the journey. I didn't say this, but I am on the journey to becoming a recovering perfectionist. And when you have those type A personalities, sometimes it can be difficult to live life on life's terms. We've got to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk more to Cindy Lafferty. Her book is called Caregiving, Elder Care Made Clear and Simple. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
Loves her mom, loves Jesus, in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.
Attention small business owners, the Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders: John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services; Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer; Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria; and Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria, and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
This is another On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Stormy Omardian.
Oh, it's so good to be with you, Carlette. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Stormy, for people who don't know Stormy's story, you have such an amazing story. I want you to talk about what formed who you now are.
My mother was mentally ill, and we were very poor. I was born into that family with my dad working a lot and my mother sick. And she was very abusive, and physically and verbally. But I think what affected me the most was being locked in a closet in my early childhood. And that's the way my mother coped with me. She couldn't cope with life, let alone a small child.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, we're joined by Cindy Lafferty. She's a nationally recognized caregiving expert. She's also the author of Caregiving, Elder Care Made Clear and Simple. And for those of you who are listening, you may or may not know that more than 30 million women are caregivers to seniors of some sort, whether they're their parents or a family member. And 14 million Americans are dealing with the difficult task of trying to strike a balance of family, career, and caring for aging loved ones, Cindy. And so the real question is this: is there a way to strike a balance without feeling just gut-wrenched, I mean guttural guilt?
Yes, there is.
Well, tell us.
You know, I write about this on my website, which I just launched a brand new website for caregivers. And
give that website real quick, Cindy.
It's thecarecompany.biz, B-I-Z, thecarecompany.biz. Tons of articles. There's free reports. There's a video training there. There are lots of stuff. So I would encourage your listeners to go there if they're having trouble with this. It starts with a very
holistic approach to caregiving. What happens to us is that I think most people become what I call accidental caregivers.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there might be signs all over the place that care is needed, we don't do anything about it because the thought of doing one more thing just is enough to put us over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
I would caution people not to do that. I would caution people to get ready for this.
And let's just be real, Cindy. Let me just interrupt you right there. Many people feel that way because you're absolutely right. We can't fathom adding another thing to our to-do list.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is the subject, you know, I mean, kudos to you for talking about it. This is the subject that, like, nobody wants to talk about in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
As if we don't talk about it,
it's going to go away.
It's not going to happen.
Right.
And we are a society that has, for decades, put our loved ones into community living situations.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're finding that those community living situations are really expensive.
Right.
And so we're having to, you know, help people age in place, and we're having to bring them into our own homes, and we're not prepared for this. So let's go back to what you do. You know, so what happens is you know that something's going to happen, but you get the call, you immediately become an accidental caregiver. And what happens to women especially is that we go into first responder mode.
Mm-hmm.
And we race into the burning building and forget this business about putting your oxygen on first.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just so overused. No, we act like first responders.
Oh, absolutely. We helicopter
but first
in.
First responders
mm-hmm.
go in with a whole big set of gear and they're prepared.
Mm.
And guess what else first responders do? They go in as a team.
Mm.
Because while you're running into the burning building going to save the day, like the knight on the white horse, the rest of your family is running out the back door.
That's exactly
and
right.
And I'm sure there are people who are listening to this going, yes, that's what happened to me. My family went out the back door. And you want to know why? Because you said, I'll do it. I'll save the day.
Wow, that's exactly right.
But you can't do caregiving alone and hope to survive it and hope to be perfect.
But
you
don't
can't.
But don't women do it though as almost sort of an unspoken badge of honor? So that we can, if we're honest and if we own that truth, so that we can say I.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But women also, you know, go around telling each other, I only get 4 hours of sleep at night, as if that's some kind of a badge of honor.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is that you are running on adrenaline for, you know, I don't know, however long you can do that.
Right.
For me, it was about 4 or 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
All the while, you know, I'm compromising my immune system. I'm getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on emotional overdrive. I'm not connecting any longer with my husband. I'm losing touch with friends. My world is falling apart.
And therein lies the issue of striking a balance. And that is what is very tough for every single person, I think, to do, because you do feel like you have to do everything.
Well, but I've got news for you. You don't have to be a caregiver.
Okay.
Think about it. Think about all the people that turned their back and chose not to do it.
Right.
Think about all of the elderly people who are placed in a home and nobody ever goes to visit them.
Right.
Think about all the relationships that break down because I didn't want to do it. Think about all the siblings who don't do it because mm-hmm. you said you would do it. You don't
right.
have to be a caregiver. No one, you may have to in your heart.
Right.
You may have to in your soul, but there's no law that says you have to do this.
But don't we all feel a sense of obligation? Or
we don't all feel
we
it.
We don't all feel it, but in every family, there's going to be at least
when you
one.
Wrap your, what happens when you wrap your head around the idea that, you know what, I don't have to be a caregiver, you then have a choice.
Okay.
And you have a choice about how you will do it. You have a choice about what you will do and what you won't do and what you can do and what you can't do. And on my website, I hate to come back at that, I have a free report mm-hmm. that's like all my best stuff. It's called No Compromise Caregiving.
Okay.
So you can go there. It's there. But that's the first thing that I think when you realize, you know what, I don't have to do this. So I get to do this. So how do I set this up so that I'm not guilt-ridden every time I say no to my mom
mm-hmm.
or every time I say no to my dad or I tell my dad, you can't do that right now. You've got to learn to manage your guilt.
And how do you do that? Because that is a challenge. How did you do it?
Well, first of all, I wasn't taking care of my own father.
Well, that's
but,
a good point.
But I did take care of my father. And, you know, I had to separate, you know, when I would say no, or I can't do that right now, or I'll be over a little later, or when I had to put them in the hospital or I couldn't come to visit all the time, I think you really have to get very clear about your life.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you fall in this pyramid, in the hierarchy of needs? Are you at the top or are you at the bottom carrying the weight of everybody else on top of your shoulders?
Aren't most women at the bottom?
Yes.
All the way.
So I'm all about moving you to the top and teaching people ways that they can set up a support team, that they learn to communicate, that they set boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And I think caregivers need to, first of all, understand I don't care if it's your mom, I don't care if it's your spouse, I don't care if it's your partner or your child who you're caring for. You are the single most important person in the whole journey.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't find ways to honor yourself because you just know it's the right thing to do because you listen to Carla at Christmas every day and she tells you this every day, if you can't find ways to do that because you know intellectually it's true, then I would say to you, what happens to your loved one
mm-hmm.
if something happens to you.
Good point. Let me take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about how to set up that teamwork, how to get others involved so that one person isn't carrying the load. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
From the very first time I rest my eyes on you, boy, my heart said follow through. String, 'cause I know how to do my
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Good morning. This is Jane Wright Velez, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, and I would like to say thank you to Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us to provide hope to hungry people here in Central Louisiana. Thanks, Team OPT, for your support.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. If your morning is just getting underway, it's 8:30, and we are joined by Cindy Lafferty. She is a nationally recognized caregiving expert. She's a speaker. She's a senior care commentator, and she's an author, just to name a few. Her book is called Caregiving, Elder Care Made Clear and Simple. And this is just an incredibly full conversation, Cindy, to say the least. To say the very, very, very least. And before we went to break, we were talking about assembling a team. But I said to Cindy, I can feel in the spirit realm, there are people that are saying nobody wants to be a team. They just think because I am here that I should shoulder the burden or the work, or because I don't have a job, I am it. So talk to those people who can get a team and those people that just, quite frankly, might not be able to get a team.
Yeah, great question, and it's so important. The team may or may not come from your immediate family.
Mm-hmm.
So I always have people go through a process. If you have no one, and first of all, let's just get really clear here. If you don't have a job, That, and you're the sole primary caregiver. That doesn't mean that you don't deserve to have help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, caregiver is a person who gives care to someone who cannot do for themselves.
Right.
So there's nothing in the word caregiver that says you are the person who needs to lose your life over this.
Mm-hmm. But there are people, but Cindy, there are people at this very moment that have literally lost their lives caring for whomever the loved one is. So, and then we've got to help those people to dig out because they don't know how.
All right, so let's start with how you set up the support team. If you don't have one,
okay,
and you are losing your life to this, the first thing someone has to do is to really spend time getting clear about what your own limitations are. So even if you're well in this journey, maybe you're starting to feel that you can no longer lift your mom from the bed to the chair.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that anymore.
Okay.
Your body's breaking down, whatever it is. So you have to get very clear about what you can do, can meaning you're able to,
mm-hmm.
and what you can't do, which is you're not able to. And then you have to get clear about what you will do,
mm-hmm.
which is different, and what you won't do. So maybe you can take your dad to give your dad a shower, but you won't do it.
Right.
Because that just crosses a line for you.
Right.
So you have to line those things up. All right, that's mm-hmm. step number one.
Okay.
Step number two is then go back through that list and figure out where it is that you need help. So maybe there are some areas such as, let's just talk about hygiene and grooming and mm-hmm. those kinds of things. You know, you can get an order from a doctor for some home health help.
Okay.
Where people will actually come in and help you bathe somebody. The thing is that you can do a sponge bath for somebody, but an elderly person does not have to be bathed in the shower every single day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's not even good for their skin for that, but
right.
that's beside the point.
Right.
So you start with the things that you can do, can't do, will do, won't do. Then I want you to make a list of every single person who you have a good relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's Aunt Helen across the country who doesn't see you very often, but you know she loves your mom.
Mm-hmm.
So how can people who do not live in your community help you? Well, they can send you, they can pool their resources and send you money so you can get respite care.
Right.
They could send someone in to cook some meals for you
mm-hmm.
or your loved one.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that other people can do. And what about, let's say, if you have a religious community?
Right.
Often religious communities, especially where your mom has gone to church for, you know, 100 years.
Right.
There are people there that would probably love to come and sit with her
mm-hmm.
or be with her.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just waiting for you to ask.
And I think that that's critically important, Cindy, the word ask.
Yes, you have to ask, because if you're waiting for people to volunteer, they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it for a lot of reasons. One, maybe you're walking around looking like you have it all together.
Right.
Two, they don't want you to feel like they're intruding.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like when somebody passes away,
mm-hmm.
and maybe you're one of those people and you don't know what to say when you see the person. Oh, gosh, I don't know what to say. So I'm going to duck in here in the bathroom and pretend like I didn't see her.
Right.
So as the caregiver, and if you're struggling, you have to be willing to ask for help. Maybe that's going to your pastor, or maybe that's going to your doctor, or
mm-hmm.
maybe that's going to your family and having a meeting and saying, you know what? I'm not as good at this as I thought I was.
Absolutely.
You've got to swallow your pride. You've got to humble yourself a little bit, and you got to say, you know what? I need help. Now, if you're reaching out to friends or you're reaching out to someone who doesn't know what's going on with you, then pick up the phone or write an email to somebody and say, I need help. Here's how you could support me. Give someone a specific task to do.
Right. And but don't you find, though, Cindy, that especially in situations like this and even in death, because I know that I have asked this question of people that I care about, what can I do to help?
Right.
How can I help you? Most people don't know how they want you to help.
Well, that's why you have to do this exercise. That's why you actually, the work starts with you.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the truth is, and I know this because this is what happened to me, you got yourself into this.
Right.
You forgot about you.
That's right.
You forgot about, oh gosh, my husband might need me more than I thought he did.
Right.
Or my children might want me around more than I thought they did.
Right.
So here's the biggest bit of advice that I could give to anybody who's a caregiver and you're feeling lost in it. You can't fix what's wrong.
Absolutely.
And when you accept that and you stop fixing and you start advocating, your whole world will change. You can't fix dementia and Alzheimer's. You can't fix Parkinson's. You can't fix cancer. You can't fix heart disease. You can't fix old age.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And at some point, when you can just say, I can do what I can do here, because life is for the living. And the question that I always ask people is, this is your final walk with your loved one. What do you want that to look like?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, many people right now, Cindy, are listening to this conversation and really trying to process. 'Cause I'm one of those people. I am trying to process what you're saying, because I know it's true and I know it's important. And what I understand and what I have come to understand just from the very short time that I have been involved in the caregiving process is this, is that we cannot impose our want on someone else's will.
That's right.
And until all get there as women, and understand that we've got to put it down and understand that we have been doing things wrong. We've been doing things wrong, maybe for the right reasons, but doing them wrong and tearing down ourselves and tearing down our families in the process of trying to help.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why this conversation is critically important. It is to give people ideas and suggestions about how to first take care of themselves.
Right.
And until we do that, and unless we do that, we're going to create a lot of other issues in our families.
Yes, absolutely. We do create a lot of other issues in our family. And, you know, I think we have to, it's like when you're a caregiver, it's like you get caught on this runaway train and you can't get off. And you fix something and you breathe a sigh of relief, and then, oh, whoops, here comes something else. And then you fix that and you breathe a sigh of relief, and then, whoops, here comes something else. Oh, whoops, here comes something else.
Oh, yes.
And it doesn't stop. So I think we have to slow down. I think we have to learn to, well, I know we have to learn to bear witness.
Mm-hmm.
Just bear witness. You know, if someone is saying to you, I don't want to eat anymore, or I want to eat, you know, dinner for breakfast and breakfast for dinner, and I don't want to have any lunch, and and they're 88, 90 years old. Does it matter?
Right. Absolutely. And
because they're, you know, if someone has their cognitive skills together, then you've got to be able to listen to that person and go, okay, okay. Mm-hmm.
You do have to respect the fact that they are still functional in that capacity to some degree.
Yes.
And there are, and, you know, we could go on and on, Cindy. There's so many tough decisions, and I feel it. I feel the weight of it from my own personal walk with caregiving, and I feel it from the weight of those 30-plus million women. And I don't want to forget about men, because there are incredible men that take care of seniors, take care of their parents, their wives. There are incredible people out there that are caretakers.
You know what's interesting about men? As a caregiver coach, I do most of my work on the phone with people. 90% of my clients are men.
Wow.
Because men do things differently than women.
They absolutely do.
And men say, okay, how do we move through this? What do I do now? Tell me what to do. I'll do it, and then I'm going to go do something else. Then I'm going to go play golf.
That's right. They're not going to linger.
I'm going to go take care of myself.
That's right. And so, Cindy, before we've got to let you go, I want you to tell our listeners what you think is the, if there's just one thing that you could say to caregivers, to potential caregivers, to future caregivers, one thing that you could say that would impact their journey and make it just a little bit, I won't say easy, but just make it a little less guilt-ridden or a little less frustrating. What would that one thing be?
Have the conversation with your parents about this subject. Get organized and have the conversation. We don't want to talk about aging or dying, so we don't. But you have to get your legal see, this isn't one thing. Get your legal documents in place. Make sure you have power of attorney from the healthcare directive. Make sure you have power of attorney for assets. Find out what money is available. This is all in the conversation that you have. And get organized, because so many people are so unprepared.
Right.
And then they get in there, and it's like nobody will talk to them. No doctor will talk. Nobody will tell you anything. You don't have the right to do anything or make any decisions. And that's when this, you know, huge mushroom cloud starts.
Absolutely.
So get organized.
Cindy, give your website.
I have all this information on my website.
I was going to say, give your website once again.
It's called the Care thecarecompany.biz, thecarecompany.biz.
Cindy Lafferty is a nationally recognized caregiving expert. Her book, you got to pick it up, Caregiving, Elder Care Made Clear and Simple. Now, Cindy is on the West Coast, so Cindy, we want to thank you, first of all, for getting up so very early and for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
My absolute pleasure. It's been a joy. Thank you so much, and how wonderful to spend time with you, Carlette.
Oh, it's
Carlette Christmas, the best name in the world.
Hey,
so
Cindy,
jealous.
We're going to call you every morning. We love it, and you will be
okay.
Back. You
call
will be
closer to this time.
Let's take a quick break here. We're back right after this.
LaTanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com, or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria, and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, as we're wrapping up the show this morning, once again, we want to thank Cindy Lafferty. She is a coach. She is an author. She's a radio host of a nationally syndicated radio show. And we hope that this at least began to open you up. I know it did for us. Open you up to some ideas and to help you to embrace some things that absolutely need to happen if you're a caregiver. And one of the things that I know that I personally took away from the conversation is that we have to first take care of ourselves. And there is no shame in caring for yourself, because what we understand is that if the caregiver goes down, then what happens to the person who needs care? What happens to our families? And we have to set some boundaries. And then one of the important things that Cindy talked about is we have to create a team. And for many people, I hear you saying, well, I'm the only one who will. Well, we have to be resourceful. We've got to go outside of ourselves and sometimes even outside of our family to let others know that we need help, that we desire help. And we've got to start asking those questions about the help that is available. Now, one of the things that we did not talk about, and we will continue this conversation at a later time, but those tough decisions, those decisions that many families have to make about whether or not to look at putting their loved one in a nursing home or a nursing care facility. And those are all tough decisions. And for many of us, they come with a guilt, a sort of, I'm throwing my loved one away when I make those kind of decisions. And so when you go to her website, it will give you good information, good things to think about so that you're making the best decisions for yourself and your loved ones. And one of the conversations that I began to have with a person that had approached me, several people have said, you know what, this is a conversation that we need to have. And he was a man, and he said, you know, my wife makes sure that her mother is taken care of. She makes sure that her needs are taken care of. She makes sure that she's eaten. She makes sure that her mother comes first. And this is what I will say to all who are caregivers, that sometimes our best caregiving efforts can create problems in our family and can create resentment in our families with people that we love, because we have helicoptered in. We have been, as Cindy said, we have been those first responders that have not taken a team in with us. So we hope that this conversation has been fruit for thought. We hope that it has been fruitful, and we hope that people start to begin to understand that there is an online community. There are other places in our community that we can reach out and begin to ask questions to make better decisions. And one of the things that Cindy is working hard to do is to dispel the confusion and the isolation that caregivers can often feel as a result of caring for someone for a long time. And I know that there are people that are listening to this conversation, that have listened to this conversation, that are just worn out. And what we see in many cases is that the caregiver ends up breaking down way before the person that they're giving care for or to does. In many cases, especially for those Alzheimer's patients, in many instances, there's not a thing in the world physically wrong with them other than they have Alzheimer's. They've got good blood pressure. They've got good everything. But you're the person that gets worn down and torn down. And we know that the next generation will be looking at taking care of senior parents. And so we want you to be informed. We want to be able to help you and help ourselves to ask good questions, and most importantly, make good decisions. It's a conversation that we could go on ad nauseum about. We could go on and on and on, because there are so many factors that play into senior caregiving. But we are going to broach the conversation. We're going to talk more about those legal documents. We're going to talk more about what you need to have to make good decisions for your loved one. We want to thank, once again, Cindy, we want to thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT network. And as you're traveling in, we want to remind you, according to Jennifer Natoso at the Weather Channel, meteorologist at the Weather Channel, the weather is going to be wet and rainy, probably through the weekend. So we want to encourage you to be careful, to slow down, to stay engaged and get there safely. Still got school zones in effect, 9 o'clock. We're wrapping that up. But at the end of the day, make sure that you're being careful. Thank you guys so much for spending your morning with us. We love you. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. Love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see. Remember, change starts with you, and it starts with me. For David Christmas, for Deuce Christmas,